Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Thank you, Steve. So we had a moment while Steve was doing the news.
Well, you were listening to the news, right?
Yes, we were listening to the news.
Taking notes, actually.
Right.
Taking
notes.
Until, Steve, I will admit, when Phil Vitel walked in the studio and Annabella Vall screamed.
I fangirled. Well, he's been on WGN Morning News when he was in disguise, so no one would see him. He would enter covered.
You had some
in a
amazing
shroud.
Props for me.
Plus, we covered you even from the car in a shroud.
Did you really?
Oh, in a cape. No, I'm kidding. But we would silhouette the man. And then when he revealed himself to the world, I don't have a monitor at the location. So I've never seen what Phil looks like.
Oh, so now you're... So this is the first time.
I'm so sorry. After all this buildup.
I'm so excited. I screamed.
I thought I'd be taller.
You did scream.
Yeah, well, Pat Tomasulo is the same thing. So, but no, honestly, it's so great to meet you.
Well, thank you. You too.
It was a moment. We're talking pizza?
Now I want to talk to Anna some more.
Yeah. I know. I could use the restroom or go do it. I could go get a deep dish pizza.
Sure. Yeah. Would you mind?
They
don't deliver until 4 o'clock, so you really have to go get it.
Darn it.
Well, who could eat it any earlier, though?
Me. For
lunch,
breakfast.
Out of the fridge. Yeah.
Yes.
Slap it in a pan.
Something's wrong with me.
Can't do cold pizza, though.
Oh, you warm it up in the morning?
Oh, I would eat it for breakfast.
Warmed
for sure.
Up.
I have an old deep dish pizza pan that the Malnati people gave me years ago for some charity thing. So I just popped the leftover pizza in that and it goes in the oven. Just have to make up your mind to do it about 35 minutes before you
That's
do it.
That's a thing.
Yeah. So it's because you can't microwave it.
But I'm patient that way. I'll do it.
Yeah. Very good. So are we talking about deep dish pizza?
Yeah, well, my colleagues did a fun story about how to order deep dish pizza and the different ways. There are actually different ways you can order it and just kind of like tips, I suppose. And some of them I use and some of them are new with me.
Okay.
One of the things was they like ordering the individual pies because they like the crust to filling ratio that way.
Because they get more crust.
Right.
So these are the people that like the crust.
They're there for the crust.
Okay. Are you a crust?
I have my opinions about crust, but I'm more of a toppings guy.
Me too. I call it the goodies. I call it the crust and the goodies. I'm all about the goodies.
Yeah. I love a crust.
The crust is in service to the goodies.
Well, that's true. It holds the pizza.
Right. It's the base of the pizza.
It's the walls.
It's not right. The walls. It's the whole foundation.
The amphitheater.
The amphitheater, right.
If you don't have that, someone just spilled something on your plate.
Come on now. It's a pie.
It's cheese. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's a pie. That's all you had me at pie. So what are some of the tips from these real Chicagoans about ordering deep dish?
Well, the one is to go with the individual pizza, which is probably not my choice, although the one advantage they did not mention about ordering that way is it keeps you from overeating pizza. You get the personal size, you eat the personal size.
Exactly.
Correct.
That's probably too much anyway, but I have this problem with, you know, if you get a large pizza and for the self-loathing kicks in around the third slice.
Oh, my God.
Plus, it's like $100.
Yeah,
that I don't care about. Just whatever. If it's, you know, if it's a good Malnati pizza, it's like, I'm glad they don't know how much I would pay for the pizza.
Exactly.
If they knew, they would just be jacking.
Oh, the Lou Malnati's.
Oh, don't even.
Like, I'm very much a Giordano's girl, but a Lou Malnati's, that's my husband's favorite.
I think they're all good. It's hard to pick.
It's true.
It's like a mood thing. Oh, am I in the mood for Lou Malnati's?
And deep dish.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So you mentioned something that sparked my ear when you said overeating. I have to believe that in your profession, have you figured out how to not overeat because you get so much incredible food?
Well, this is radio, so I just tell you, no, clearly not.
Why would you, Kathy? That is a loaded question.
Well, it is a loaded question, but it's an honest question.
If you're asking how I keep this figure, it's not that hard.
No, because you can. Some people are just. It's in the DNA. It doesn't matter. You can eat broccoli all day and still have a similar physique.
Right.
I have to believe. I thought you would be enormous, and I do not think you are.
Thank you.
So that's why I asked. How do you?
Some people have. I try intermittently to portion control. Eat a little bit. You know, you get a pie for dessert. 2 bites into the pie, you get it.
Yeah. Oh.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing left. At least analytically,
that's
to learn about the pie.
That's control.
And if you can take 2 bites and shove it aside Usually handcuffs are involved, but if you can do that.
You like to eat, Phil.
I do.
It's part of the job?
It's part of the job.
So tell me,
during the interview, did they say, how do you like to eat, sir? And you said, absolutely.
Yeah.
Better than anything else in the world.
I don't know about that, but yeah, pretty close.
What's your favorite food?
I don't have a favorite food. It's all kinds of things.
It has to be.
I will say,
cyclical.
Yeah, pizza is kind of kryptonite-y for me.
Really?
So is a good guacamole with good chips.
Oh.
It's a total weakness. I have to...
Your favorite guac? Can you say? Because there's so many places with...
Mine.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your... You cook, Vitel? You cook?
A little bit.
Well, you make guac. That's not cooking.
No, I cook from time to time.
What's your secret? What makes it the best?
A little garlic powder, because it incorporates more completely throughout the guacamole than minced garlic will, unless you stir the living daylights out of it.
That's true.
And when nobody's looking, a tablespoon of sriracha.
A tablespoon. Okay.
Well, if it's for me, if I'm home with my wife, it's a half teaspoon.
Okay.
When she's not looking.
Exactly.
That's challenging sometimes with couples. One likes it spicy, and and I'm talking about food. One likes
and yet
it spicy.
It's so applicable.
We're not going to get into that with you, Phil.
To cars. Anyway.
Right. So, and then I was also, when I was thinking about overeating, because I often do it, what is the last thing that you just couldn't stop? You overate, and you were uncomfortable.
Last time I did it?
Yeah.
What time is it now?
I pretty much do it every meal.
Yeah, I think I was watching something interesting on TV, and I suddenly the bottom of the bag of chips came much faster than I expected it to, or something like that. Or when my wife makes pasta, we sometimes make more than we should, and yet there are fewer leftovers than there should be.
It's so filling. All right, I don't know if we're allowed to name drop or anything, but we got a text from 773. Can you please ask Phil about Vines on Clark pizza, especially the margarita pizza? Thanks. Love you all at WGN.
Well, I'm going to make an enemy here. I've not had that pizza.
Okay.
Pizza is a classic, maybe the definitive classic pizza, because it has the colors of the Italian flag on it, and that's where it came from. But I don't know. I don't know Vines.
Okay. Well, maybe you should.
Maybe I should.
We're in the city of Chicago, and with the suburbs and outlying areas, there's pizza everywhere.
Right. And we have as many pizzas as we have religions, and it's not a coincidence. You know, we talk about deep dish, and I was just talking about her devotion to Giordano's, which is stuffed. And the person who's calling in about the margarita is clearly about thin crust.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to work in the tavern style people.
And the Neapolitan.
And the Neapolitans. And the kind of stuff that's in between. And then almost within sight here is Robert's Pizza, which opened up in the... River East Arts Center. I'm old enough to call it North Pier.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
And he makes just a terrific pizza right on the...
Robert's?
Robert's Pizza. Robert Garvey.
Oh, Robert.
Makes an outstanding pizza. And then the Rich Melman and the lettuce people just opened up...
Portofino?
Pizzeria Portofino on the river.
Did you like that?
It's really good.
Fantastic.
It is seriously good.
They can't do anything wrong.
Well, they got the guy from... From Spaconopoli to come in and consult. And
smart
and
move.
Rich has a place out in California. He's in Arizona. Mm-hmm. He's a big fan of Chris Bianco and his Pizza Bianco in Scottsdale, and that's another iconic kind of pizzeria. So he's consulting with the right people.
That Portofino is by the river, right?
Yeah, the old used to be called Bridge House Tavern.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then you just went to a seafood place, a new one, by the London House, also by the river.
Yeah, basically on the corner of Wacker and Michigan in London House. There are entrances around the corner on Wacker itself.
Ocean Prime.
Okay.
Which, as the name suggests, has seafood and steak.
Ooh. Surf and turf.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. How was it? Is that what we're talking with you about mostly? Because, you know, Anna and I could probably talk to you
forever
about all kinds of stuff.
I don't have an agenda, not really.
Oh, good. I love that.
So,
how was it?
Tell me about it.
It was very good. It's very good. It's an expensive night out. It's a destination night out.
Okay.
The white tablecloths, very solicitous service, proper cocktails, big, you know, fancy chandeliers above, windows that overlook the river this way and Michigan Avenue that way, because the dining room is kind of overall L-shaped, and so it does the parts of Wacker and parts of Michigan looking outside. And very good seafood. I mean, it hits a lot of the same notes that everybody else does. There's not a lot of new, like, oh, nobody's ever done this before in seafood before. Because it's a chain, it's got a dozen locations or more. But execution is very, very good. So you will pay $40 for your fish entree, but you'll get a really good piece of fish.
So another question I have for you is, do you like all foods? Do you like all seafoods? Because it seems some people are a little picky when it comes to seafood.
Yeah.
Do you like all foods? Do you have any allergies? So is there nothing that you don't like or nothing that you won't eat?
No, bugs. I did bugs one time.
I admire that. I admire that.
There was a bugs. I'll do chapulines because that's a big, you know, the fried Mexican grasshoppers. Yeah. That's kind of a delicacy. One time I was at a traveling museum thing and they were showing us about bugs because, you know, edible protein and, you know, solve hunger and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And so I tried all kinds of things. I had tarantula and I had scorpion. And most
were they at least breaded and deep fried?
They were fried, but no, they weren't. They weren't breaded. The thing I kill about the scorpion, I mean the tarantula. You're eating the tarantula, and you know the body's kind of big, and pretty much all that's in there is shell and fat. You know, and so it's kind of can be kind of mushy. And they said as we're eating it, you know, we did remove the poison sacs from the tarantula.
Okay.
So we probably got most of them, but you should know that some lower mouth paralysis is, you know, is normal.
Well, and thank you for that
Thank you. And here's something else is normal. Me pushing the plate that way.
Out of the way. Out of the way.
I had my kids were little. We had them try everything, and it was called the no thank you bite. You can have a no thank you bite. Uh-huh. So you can refuse it afterwards, but you have to take the first one.
We did the same thing.
No thank you bite. So I did a no thank you bite of tarantula.
But you did it.
But we should try
it. I did it.
Mm. Well, that's the craziest.
Now I can't. Now I've got this. Now I've got the crown, right? I've got the title. Mm-hmm. I can't walk in there and go, ew. To anything.
Right.
Like our small children.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We do the no thank you. But what is the grossest thing you've ever eaten, Anna?
Oysters.
Oh. Is it the texture?
Yeah. And I don't like it when someone says, put sauce on it, it'll taste better.
No, because it's a textural thing.
The idea of you have to add a condiment so it tastes better. Mm-hmm. That texture just I didn't like it.
See, I almost never add the sauce because I like what the oysters taste like.
Exactly. I don't.
My wife does not like raw oysters, so if I grill them, she'll eat them, and especially if I grill them and bread them and throw some cheese on top of them.
You grill the oysters?
Sure. You can buy one of those little cast iron things with the little scoops in it.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Right on the barbecue thing.
Maybe if it's cooked.
You don't even have to open up the oyster because the heat of the barbecue will open the oyster for you. And if it doesn't open, then you don't eat it. It's telling you something.
That's the international sign. Phil, someone here, 630, says, have you ever had pizza from the wooden paddle?
No. I've had pizza from several wooden paddles, but,
but not the.
Where is the wooden
paddle?
Doesn't
say here.
Yeah, no.
And someone else said Chicago pizza works on Clark.
Yeah, again, it seems impossible
to
go to all...
How are we stumping Phil Vitale today?
Yeah. Because there's too many.
Right.
Too many.
Yeah, and on Clark is the Chicago pizza and oven grinder, which is a whole different creature
something
in and
else.
Of itself. It's kind of like a pizza pot pie.
Yep.
But, you know, they've been dishing it out for what?
It's 20 worth
something,
the visit,
40
though.
Years?
Mm-hmm. Some of my favorites are like little dive bars. I used to come into the city for like fight nights and boxing matches, I think over at St. Ben's and some other places. And just some of the local dive bars where you walk in and you're like, ooh, best pizza, though. Sure. Absolutely the best pizza. So, again, being in Chicago, it's impossible to try them all. But maybe that can be your next book.
Right.
I will eat at every single pizza restaurant in Chicago.
And a heart attack to follow.
Right. I was going to say, Chapter 9 will be my last will and testament.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in, and I'm sure we could talk about food forever, but any final thoughts?
No, I will say one of the things in the pizza, and we're talking about it. One of the big tips was whether you want your pizza pre-sliced, whether you want to cut or delivered uncut, and you never want the pizza cut for you.
Why?
What?
It gives the toppings a place to go while it's sloshing around in that delivery car. And then the sauce can get in between the slices, and now it hits the crust. Now it's going to make your crust soggier.
Oh.
And so whenever they give the option, actually don't even wait for the option. Say, I want this pizza. Do not slice it for me. Just bring me the whole pie because I'm just smart enough to know how to cut a pizza.
Whoa. I don't want to wait for my wife to cut it when we get home.
That's my problem. Like, what if you don't have that wheel thing to cut it?
Well, then you're get like, one.
yeah.
Knives work. Yeah. Basically, one of those wheel things is just a knife with an axle.
It's easier.
Right, but all right. You could go to any grocery store will sell you one for like $5.99.
I know, Phil.
And when you lose it, you don't feel bad because, yep.
That's very interesting. So we learned something.
I learned a few things.
We would.
And when you have the wheel thing, you know how you hold it like this and the wheel's in front of you?
Yeah.
Flip it around. Put it like this and bring the pizza
towards you. Yeah. Phil Vitale, how do you not have a TV show?
I don't know.
Right. With all these tips
and books,
cooking.
And yeah.
Something about this overall face, I think they just like. just,
well, we love.
Come on, don't put yourself down like that.
We love it, and we cannot thank you enough for coming in.
My pleasure.
To WGN,
I feel like I should have brought pizza.
You know what?
There's still time.
There's still time.
I know. I love it. Thank you again, Phil Vitale, very much. And I love you and Anna can have a little love fest.
We have so much to talk about.
While I pay a bill here, and then coming up after the break, we are going to talk about. Yeah, they ruined it. They ruined it.